Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Tonight, decoding Taylor Swift's new music.
Taylor Swift would be the kiss.
E.T. has a full breakdown of her double album, Surprise, from Travis Kelce to her exes to a feud with Kim Kardashian.
Yikes.
Then, Pulp Fiction stars reunited 30 years later.
It's fantastic.
Bruce Willis's daughter's sweet tribute as John Travolta makes it a daddy-daughter date night.
It's inspiring for someone who's aspiring to be an actress.
Plus, Shamar Moore on SWAT getting uncanceled.
You know, I ran my mouth a little bit on social media.
How he broke the news to his cast and crew.
Grown men were crying.
Then, Chris Pratt injured on set. How his ankle ended up like this.
Oh man, what did I do?
And what you see is what you get. The Rock turned country singer.
What?
Dwayne Johnson on his surprising new gig.
Let's have some fun.
E.T. starts now.
Yeah, baby.
Hello and welcome everyone to Entertainment Tonight, coming to you from Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. Well, today is like a national holiday for all you tortured poets, because new music from Taylor Swift is here. So yes, the whole world expected Taylor to go after her exes on her double album, but not on our bingo card, a Kim K diss track.
All that time you were throwing punches, I was building something.
So let's get into it. First, the song title, Thank You, Amy. Look at this. Taylor actually capitalizes the letters K-I-M, spelling Kim's name. And in the lyrics, she seems to call her out for being a kind of high school bully.
There's a bronze spray tan statue of you, and a plaque underneath it that threatens to push me down the stairs.
Another clue? The song also seems to reference Northwest, who danced with her mom on a TikTok video to Shake It Off.
And one day, your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
This bad blood goes all the way back to 2009 and Kim's ex.
I'm gonna let you finish.
And then there was that leaked Kanye call.
The camera crew filmed him speaking to Taylor and got their whole conversation.
I want things that make you feel good.
Last year, Taylor called that, quote, a fully manufactured frame job in an illegally recorded phone call, which Kim Kardashian edited and then put out to say to everyone that I was a liar.
Look what you made me do.
In the end, though, Taylor seems grateful.
But I can't forget the way you made me heal.
So who else does Taylor target? Everyone thought this guy should be on the lookout. Instead, it's apparently her ex, Matty Healy.
People are talking.
Yep, he might be the actual tortured poet Taylor's talking about. In the title song, Taylor seems to be describing the 1975's frontman who has many tattoos.
You fall asleep like a tattooed golden retriever.
And there's this from a teaser she posted.
Like who uses typewriters anyway?
Matty once mentioned typewriters as something he couldn't live without.
You've spoken about using drugs so much.
I know.
The 35-year-old has also been candid about his past drug use, which has Swifties pointing to this lyric.
He jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an E.
Of course, Tay knows we're all trying to guess which guy each of her tracks are about. She liked this man pyramid meme with their names and this one. Giving up her actor ex Joe Alwyn as tribute. Caption, every time we get a new lyric, the Hunger Games canon goes off. Well, So Long London seems to spell out the end of her 6-year relationship with the Brit.
You swore that you loved me, but where were the clues? I died on the altar waiting for the proof.
And after some Swifties blamed Joe for practically imprisoning Taylor in London, this song.
Fresh out the slammer,
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart seems to refer to their 2023 breakup while she kicked off her Eras tour.
All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was hitting my marks, cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Yeah, don't cry for Taylor. She says she's now healed, posting, quote, there is nothing to avenge, no scores to settle.
Do you influence her music?
For sure. I mean, she's so amazing at what she does. And to find that creativity, to see where she likes to pull things from, is very eye-opening to me.
Well, in the song So High School, there's plenty of Swelsey-like references.
Are you gonna marry kids or kill me?
Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry. Kill, marry, kiss.
Taylor Swift would be the kiss.
But my partner isn't that sweet.
I don't know how I did it.
Well, you did it because you said you caught her out on your multimedia platform.
I know exactly how I did it.
She didn't want to meet me, so I took it personal.
Even her new collab with Post Malone feels like a Travis tribute. The singer not only performed at the Chiefs Super Bowl victory party where this happened, he also has Trav's team and signature inked to his arm. The Fortnite video's Easter eggs? Taylor and Post hug, seemingly recreating their 2019 AMA's embrace. And her white gown mimics this year's Grammy look where she first announced her new album.
It's called the Tortured Poets Department.
All right, now to the moment that Pulp Fiction fans have been waiting for. Our Cassie DeLore was there for their reunion royale at the TCM Classic Film Festival.
It was a teenage wedding and they...
Do the twist. Hey, still got it, folks.
This is my beautiful daughter.
She is stunning.
Isn't she?
At what age was she allowed to watch Pulp Fiction?
About 18.
And what was your initial reaction when you saw it?
It's the definition of a perfect movie, and it's inspiring for someone who's aspiring to be an actress. So.
And those twist moves, 10 out of 10?
Amazing, 11 out of 10.
You know, Tallulah Willis will also be here tonight representing her dad.
I know he has a very special relationship with his daughters, you know, and I have my Ella and I have my Ben, and same thing.
Send our love to your dad.
Thank you.
Tallulah walked the carpet with Bruce's wife, Emma. Her Bruce baseball hat, a sweet nod to her dad at the movie's 30th anniversary celebration.
What do you remember most about shooting your scene that day on set with Bruce in particular?
Bruce and I had a history. We'd been on vacation together, Kelly and I with Bruce and Demi. It was very easy to be with each other and relaxed, you know.
Of course, E.T. was on set with John and Samuel L. Jackson back in 1993.
Action. The hair is Quentin's idea.
You didn't want to rock the Jerry Curl wig tonight? Is that in a museum somewhere, auction?
No, it's probably in my hairdresser's garage. He has all those wigs.
It's probably worth a lot of money, just saying.
I doubt it.
Your face just lit up seeing Samuel, the biggest hug.
He's the best.
Still have those twist moves ready to bust out at any given moment?
At any given moment, but not this one.
All right, SWAT stands, I know you're all still geeked over the news that the show was uncanceled again, and we know that Hondo is ecstatic. Shamar Moore talking exclusively to our Denny Directo.
It's a miracle, man. I'm pinching myself. It's like when you were a kid playing cops and robbers in the backyard.
That's
now,
right.
Now I'm a grown-ass man. I get paid to chase bad guys and be a superhero.
No, don't do it!
The fans, right? The audience keeps tuning in, and that's how you got to this place.
I ran my mouth a little bit on social media.
So I'm asking my homies, my fans, and my baby girls, make some noise.
Not only did they show up and watch, but they wrote letters to CBS and Sony and said, don't take our show away, don't take our show away.
Shamar's plea paid off. Season 7 will wrap up May 17th on CBS, and the show will be back. Hondo himself got to share the Season 8 news with his cast and crew.
For 22 episodes!
It wasn't just like, yeah, cool, we're still working. No. There was weeping. The grown men were crying, and that's priceless.
You've had a lot going on the past couple of years. A baby?
That's me, okay? Now watch this. That's Frankie.
Yeah, life's good for Shamar. At home, his almost 15-month-old daughter with girlfriend Jezeree is already learning sign language.
Can you say, please? Good girl.
She's my little miracle. She's the rest of my life. You know, now it's no longer about me. Everything I do is for her and my fam and my girl.
And the fit papa has even more to celebrate. His 54th birthday is tomorrow.
Here's to the homies, to the fans. Yes. Here's to my daughter, here's to my girl. Here's to my mama up in heaven. Mama, I hope I made you proud. That's it.
Well, we know what Chris Pratt would wish for, a speedy recovery after injuring his ankle just 4 days into filming his new movie, Mercy. This is video of Chris on set yesterday in L.A. He takes a blow to the face from cops as he tries to pull someone out of a car. Later, he posted, I have such a great stunt team, and I sometimes try to get in there and do some of my own stuff. Today, Daddy caught a metal post to the ankle. And look who else got roughed up on set. That's Anne Hathaway, covered in blood while shooting the 80s thriller Flowervale Street out May next year. But streaming Monday on Disney Plus... Fresh off Nick, Priyanka, and daughter Malti's visit to India, Priyanka is celebrating the new movie she narrates, which is set in her homeland, Tiger.
You've said that you felt a kinship with Pumba, the female tiger, and that she is someone every mom can relate to.
Seeing her tenacity and how smart she has to be just to make sure that her babies survive is something that I think every, not just mom, but parent or caretaker of a child will relate to.
You feel like there's a lot that cubs and kids can teach their parents too?
I'm sure I taught my mom a lot.
Right?
Coming up, The Rock breaks down.
I would get emotional too when I think about it.
Why Dwayne Johnson's new country collab is bringing him to tears. Plus, how Henry Cavill saved his co-star from drowning.
I can officially say I've been saved
by Superman.
Yes.
And how Tom Holland's Spider-Man status got Zendaya out of trouble with the law.
We were fine. We got a warning.
But first, the 51st annual Daytime Emmy nominees have been revealed. Robert Downey Jr. has a chance to nab his first Emmy thanks to Downey's Dream Cars. The Bold and the Beautiful and Y&R both earned 12 nominations. Kev and I are honored with our first nom as hosts, and we have nothing but gratitude as our team here at ET is recognized for Outstanding Entertainment News Series. The awards air June 7th on CBS.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You're hanging out with Tom at places. What's it like to have your partner in crime with you?
It's great. I feel so lucky.
And Zendaya told Jimmy Kimmel she was also lucky to have boyfriend Tom Holland help her get out of a speeding ticket.
Tom and I were rushing to a spin class with my mother. We were going a little fast. We were running late. And they recognized that he was Spider-Man. We got a warning. And everything was okay.
But more than okay, Zendaya's Grand Slam Glamour Tour while promoting her movie Challengers. That film is out next Friday. Meanwhile, in theaters now, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. The cast telling me they had the ideal on-set squad leader in Papa to Be, Henry Cavill.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team.
Let's go!
What makes Henry Cavill the perfect number one?
Gentleman is the right word for sure. Like, really making sure everyone is equally welcome.
Stop.
I got an email from this man saying I'm excited to collaborate with you. He saved me from falling off a boat. Remember when you grabbed me?
Oh, yeah.
I can officially say I've been saved by
Superman.
Henry.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a pleasure, Kev.
When are we doing the second one?
Hard work doesn't have to be hard. Hard work can be fun.
You see the strong bond these boys have here? Well, it plays out on screen in this action thriller, a true story about a team of special ops who go on a mission using ungentlemanly fighting techniques to get their way against the Nazis.
Good work, Frederick.
Thank you, Captain.
Guy Ritchie directed the film, but after recently seeing him with his now 23-year-old son, Rocco, I had to ask.
Is he interested in the business? Does he ever say, Dad, maybe I want to be in...
He's an artist. I mean, that's his business, but he's that artist. He's not that artist. He has no interest in my business.
Demonstrate that, please.
I still cannot believe that Rocco is that grown up. All right, still ahead, our Dwayne Johnson exclusive.
What you see? What you get.
Why The Rock is going country.
My love for country music goes way back.
The story you've never heard about his Nashville roots.
That's full circle right there.
Then Ryan Gosling's new movie stunts.
Dropping me 12 stories off of a building.
See his on-set crack-ups with co-star Emily Blunt.
You want to make out? Or?
Nope.
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
Yeah.
Want to make out or?
Nope.
Yes. I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
Yeah.
When people meet on set, it's called a showmance, but what they have is much more than that.
Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt bring all sorts of heat in The Fall Guy. She's his ex, he's trying to win her back. And E.T. has your exclusive look behind the scenes of the film out May 3rd.
Wilton Jody's relationship is complicated.
Why haven't you faced? You look terrible.
You look amazing.
Ultimately, the chemistry that they have is going to override any desire to try and keep things perfect.
Hey, Colt, thanks so much for the stunt chat.
Stunt chats, I love them anytime.
The action thriller also delivers over-the-top stunts. We're talking car jumps, explosions, and free falls from helicopters. One of Ryan's four stunt doubles even broke a Guinness World Record with 8.5 cannon rolls.
I'm not the hero, I'm just the double.
Not today, you're not.
It was important that I do some of the stunts for authenticity in the film. The whole opening sequence leads up to them dropping me 12 stories off of a building. Then I got dragged across the Sydney Harbor Bridge. Every day on set, we thought of what can we do to just make people happy.
And you know what makes me happy? My exclusive with Emily's Jungle Cruise co-star, Dwayne Johnson. I sat down with The Rock inside Hollywood's Desert 5 spot. And even though he has been a longtime country fan, he's making his country music video debut with Nashville superstar, Chris Jansen.
What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get.
I am joined by Chris Jansen and country music star, Dwayne Johnson.
You're being very kind.
Come on.
What you see is what you get is the name of the video, the name of the song.
When I get a truck, I just jack it up.
I think it's a testament to our friendship. I just sent him a voice memo and said, would you consider being in the video? And he's like,
heck yeah, brother, I'm in. And I was like, oh my God. What you see is what you get. It epitomizes this man. It's nice to be important, but it's
more important to be nice.
It's more important to be nice.
Yeah. By the way, for people who don't know, you lived in Nashville. You were there as a youngster. I lived in Nashville twice. My dad introduced me to country music. When I was in Nashville, when I was 15 years old, I had the bright idea that I thought, oh, I could become a country star. And I went down. Look at this laugh.
Don't we all?
I went, tried to get into Tootsie's.
Yeah, how'd that go?
They wouldn't let me in. Well, I looked like I was 47 and I was 15 at that time.
Right, right.
She said, no.
I know about your Tootsie's past.
Oh, no.
And so I got a little something for you. I want you to listen to this.
Hey, Dwayne, it's your family here at Tootsie's.
That's amazing.
Next time you come down, the stage is all yours.
Oh, man. That's full circle right there, man. That is just, I'd be honored to go on that Tootsie stage, man.
Will there be more music from you?
There's a standing invitation from Chris and the Opry to go there. That would be a dream come true.
Well, Chris is in the midst of a nationwide tour with a stop at the Opry on May 9th. Dwayne told me that would be the ultimate tribute to his beloved late father, Rocky.
He loved country music, and that's all he played, and that was our bond.
You're making me cry.
Man, but that, no, it's okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and call it here. When we make our Opry debut together, we will just call it a night for Rocky. That's what we will call it. Because, man, that's the special part. That's what we're going to make that night. That's a guarantee on that.
Thanks.
You took me there, dude. I'm sorry.
Man.
It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Coming up, a Jodie Foster tribute from bestie Jamie Lee Curtis and how Jodie took a soulful approach to her big Hollywood honor.
You went barefoot. Why was that?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Now to two-time Oscar winner Jodie Foster, who got her flowers cemented in Hollywood today. Our Cassie DeLaura is there. Good night, everybody.
You went barefoot. Why was that?
I mean, that's what I want. As a kid, when I came here, I put my feet up against the cement. And, I mean, putting your feet up against a high heel?
Right.
Like, what's that?
Today, Jamie Lee Curtis gave one heck of a speech for you.
Oh, I love her, and she's a good talker.
There is an amazing connect the dot between Jodie and me. Both starred in versions of the same movie 27 years apart. And so on this day, this freaky Friday, if you will.
Usually I only see her, you know, in our pajamas.
The person that I have to thank the most, really, is my wife, Alex, who was so generous to give up our 10-year anniversary day.
What do you hope the next decade looks like for you two?
Normal, everyday life stuff that you really cherish. I think that I'm more interested in that than anything else.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.